back in it on a Red Friday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, Chiefs Kingdom, stand up. Take your flag into work and smash that hash brown on your way.
Here's the trick. I'm getting reports from all over the metro. We got people up in northern Missouri. We've got people in southern Missouri texting in. We've got people all over the place. And my friend Todd texted, he goes, look, these car lines are really long. Park and go in. You will need your flag and be out in 30 seconds.
Well, we don't really go into restaurants anymore, especially fast food ones.
It's crazy, right? Like, people forget you can walk inside.
You know how they do those, like, fast food hacks? That's your flag hack right there. Park, go inside. Hey, wave to those people in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
While you're having a smile on your face and crushing a, you know, hash brown.
He said the line was long. It's packed. I said, did you get a flag? He goes, yeah, I parked in the Sprouts parking lot and walked over and got the flag and walked
nice.
Out. Everybody's
Clutch.
Standing in line. And
Shout out, Todd.
Yeah, way to go, Todd. Shout out my friend Jeff Miles up in Cameron. He's got his flag going on up there. So people are all over the place,
man.
Getting these flags. Jake Jacobson, my man out there at 87th and Flum, getting his flag this morning as well. Call us. Let us know where you are and how the flag situation is, because we're approaching the 8 o'clock hour. We could be pretty much sold out around the metro, need updates.
Sold out someplace by 6:12.
6:12. Where was that at?
Was that Bonner Springs?
That's Bonner Springs.
Bonner Springs, 6:12. Okay, yeah. I was thinking down in Gardner also had an early sellout.
Yeah, there was an early sellout over there. We've got Update McDonald's, 3 locations in Lawrence, all out of Chiefs flags. Also, 2 sausage burritos and hash brown. Let's go.
That's the Dusty Likens one right there.
Get that pico, baby.
You gotta have it, man.
Gotta have the hot picante.
It's good stuff. Thank you. There it is.
Hot picante on those burritos every bite. And then when you got a little bit left, because they always give you 2.
Oh, yeah.
You put a little on that hash brown.
Okay. That's good.
I take 2 tums.
Can't go away from the fancy ketchup at McDonald's. Their ketchup is just phenomenally good. I mean, so you give me that ketchup or the Whataburger ketchup and that McDonald's hash brown, forget about it.
So Travis Kelce will be in San Francisco by the end of the season, no matter what.
For the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. Because Taylor may be playing. We got a maybe yesterday from Roger Goodell.
That's more than we've had every time, because it seems every year she's the name that pops up. Is this the year? Is this the year? Nope, it's going to be Kendrick Lamar. Is it this year for Taylor Swift? Nope, this year it's going to be 50 Cent. Looks like 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg hitting a blunt with the guy in the security on the side of the stage. Still cracks me up. Eminem, Dr. Dre, not Taylor Swift. Now, it's a maybe.
It's a maybe. And as a parent, I know maybe's 99.999% no. You know,
it's always a no when I text a girl, hey, do you want to hang out maybe Saturday night?
Maybe.
I'm like, well, I got open plans Saturday, guys.
That's a no.
Every time.
Maybe's a no. But, I mean, she did give the Easter eggs with the sourdough bread from San Francisco. She talked a lot about that. So I have a feeling she may be the halftime show this year. And that would that would blow up the internet, I guess.
She's a maybe. Let's go to Brady. Brady, where are you at? What are you doing?
Hey, Lawrence area rest stop out here. Just picked up some cheese flags.
Nice. On the rest stop on the turnpike?
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's go.
All right. I like that
Brady, what's your score prediction tonight?
I'm going to go 32-24 Chiefs.
Let's do it, Brady. Thanks for the call, Brady. Way to go. 32-24, is that what he said?
32-24,
Short-term memory loss is a problem for me.
Much ESPN, Dusty. That's what it is. It's not the garage. It's watching Ryan Clark.
Here's Jason. Jason, what are you doing? Where are you at?
Hey, I was at the McDonald's in Olathe, Santa Fe, K7. Tons of flags. But
tons
you got to walk up there because the drive-thru is jammed.
Yeah. So walk. Yeah, exactly.
When you picked up your flag, did you pick up a McDonald's breakfast order?
I did not. No, the drive-thru line's too long. I got to get to work.
No worries, man. What's the score tonight?
23-20.
All right.
Oh, close.
Who's winning, Chiefs or Chargers?
Chiefs.
There we go. Jason, we got you out there. Whatever you guys are doing, McDonald's, sounds like that's the move. You go inside,
go
you
inside,
get the flag,
go
you get
a, and
you
get the flag.
And you stop temptation from ordering, too, as well.
Just had a call as well. Hy-Vee, go inside the Hy-Vee.
You go inside Hy-Vee. They're selling them down at Crown Center. Yep. Tammy's out in the streets.
Oh, wow.
Between 7:30 and 8:30 down there in Crown Center selling flags, so be careful down there. Tammy, don't get hit by a car.
Better believe I'd go right up to Tammy and ask for the flag.
Get a flag.
We go to Curtis. Curtis, what's up, man? Where are you at? What are you doing?
Hi, man. What's up? I'm headed to work. I'm off of, Truth in 60 seconds or so, the McDonald's.
Oh,
there.
I love that McDonald's over there, man. There's a great Chinese restaurant right by there, too, where I used to eat at all the time,
But they got boxes of flags. I was in and out for, 2 minutes.
Okay, so no breakfast for you?
No breakfast. Hell, on the way to work, brother.
Well, how much are the Chiefs going to eat tonight?
dude, it's going to be bad. It's like 42-6.
Let's I like go, that. Curtis. I mean, let's go. Oh, I thought he was going to say a negative cut. Oh, man, it's going to be bad. 42-6.
42-6. Yeah, well, bad for the Chargers. Hell yeah, yeah it is. Real bad for the Chargers.
Just gotta stay there. So we do the script every day, every Friday at 8. And I know we have a game script, but this is kind of where we tee up Bob. And we have to have you give us your season-long script. So as you look through the lines and make sure it's right, I'm going to go to Gilbert really quick, okay. And then you're going to give us your season-long Chiefs script. Gilbert, what you doing? Where you at? Gilberto. Gilly's gone. Give us your script for the season.
Well, where's Mr. Gilbert Grape, man? Come on now.
Gilbert Godfrey, is he dead? Did we lose him?
I think we lost Gilbert. Yes, I think Godfrey's dead.
Give us the script to the season, Bob.
Because he was canceled.
Yeah,
I think.
Affleck got rid of
him. Got rid of him as the
and
duck.
They went with Ben.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
He died in 2022.
That's we lost Gilbert. Yeah, okay. It's pretty simple for the script of the season. Tonight's going to be a precursor of things to come for the Kansas City Chiefs. And what I mean by that, this is going to be finally the year that we've been begging for where Andy embarrasses every opponent in his wake. We know that Andy has never really done that before, right? Mm. Andy's never gone for the kill and embarrassed his opponent. He's always been a top-tier class guy. This is the year that they go out there and they embarrass their opponents. Every single opportunity that they have, they're going to embarrass their opponents. When they have a chance to smoke someone, they're going to smoke someone. They'll go to the air a lot. They'll go to the air early. They'll go to the air often. They've got a lot to prove on an offensive standpoint for this season. They'll take shot after shot after shot after shot after shot. And it will end up being the most exciting offensive season we've seen this side of the 50 and 5,000 in 2018. Chiefs will go 17-0. They will win the Super Bowl, and the NFC just won't show up to the game because they know they're going to be already beaten for that. And watching that game last night, I'm not ready to say Philadelphia is the top team in the NFC.
Well, neither is Dave Portnoy.
I know. Oh, did he say that they're not the top team
now? He said after watching that last night, Philadelphia is done, and so are the Chiefs.
Oh, they are? Mm. Okay, because the Chiefs played last night?
He just said the Chiefs are done, so are Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Good for him. But I'm not walking off Philadelphia or anything like that, but for one game, they look very beatable. I mean, they would have been beaten had CeeDee Lamb not disguised his hands as cinder blocks in the fourth quarter of that game. And they probably end up getting beat in that game by the Dallas Browns. So I'm not ready to crown them as the top AFC team. I don't, or NFC team. I don't know who is the top NFC team right now. I don't know who's going to be that team. San Francisco, of course, suffering a blow now with the McCaffrey news, and the Rams got a back injury. The Packers just traded for a guy that can't stand and play defensive end. Like, it's going to be crazy to see who's out there for the NFC representing them against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in San Francisco.
Philly did win that game, though.
They did.
They did win that game.
They did, yeah.
They did beat a divisional opponent, mm-hmm. and it was week one. Got lots of time to grow.
Oh, a lot of time, yes.
All right, Gilbert, we're going to try it again. Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, where are you at, Gilbert? What are you doing?
Leaving Missouri, heading into Kansas right now with work.
And did you go to McDonald's and get your flag?
I'm going to stop at that I-70 turnpike when I get out there.
There we go.
Oh, you're going far. You're going deep into Kansas today. Nice.
Yeah, I'm in Topeka.
What's the score tonight? What's the score? Who's the winner?
Yeah, man. Chiefs going to whip that SIE 27-17.
Let's go. Thank
you. There we go.
And then we go to Michelle. Michelle, you're our last caller before we go to break. Where are you at? What are you doing?
I'm on 87th. By the big library there in mm-hmm. Overland Park.
Right.
And they had a great setup. They had the flags on the side. You didn't have to go through the drive-thru to pay for them. And then when I went through the drive-thru, they also would give you a flag there, too. So,
nice. So you doubled up.
I did, and my mobile code was TE98. It would have been so much better if it was TE87.
I know, right? No doubt. What's TE87 going to do tonight, Michelle?
Going to kill it. I think the score is going to be, I like that guy's prediction, 42-6 or something like that.
Let's go, Michelle. Let's go. Thanks for the calls. Coming up on the other side, we get into our game script.